السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created us, sustained us, and above all, created us in the best of deen. It is the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very often in our lives, we hear things on different occasions, but it is very seldom that we actually realize what we are hearing or to what we are saying. On the occasion of nikah, we very often hear the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "An-nikahu min sunnati," that nikah, marriage, is part of my sunnah. When we say my sunnah, it refers to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why is sunnah so important? What you do, what I do, holds absolutely no value unless it is in conformance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why is sunnah so important? Because it is attributed to the greatest human being that ever set foot on the surface of this earth. Such a human being that even his enemies could not floor him. Such a human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not only make him perfect in his character, Allah did not only make him perfect in his ways, but Allah even made him perfect in his appearance, that when someone looked at him, they immediately knew that this is someone special. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu an, the poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to say, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَطْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِذِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. He says, more beautiful than you my eyes have never seen. More perfect than you no woman has ever given birth to. You have been created free from all faults, as though you even had a say in the way you wanted to be born. This is the great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and on many occasions when he said, I am saying this, wala fakhr. He says, I am saying this on a factual basis. I'm not saying this out of pride. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَخَيَّرَ الْقَبَائِلِ فَاخْتَارَ مُضَرْ ثُمَّ تَخَيَّرَ مُضَرْ فَاخْتَارَ الْعَرَبِ ثُمَّ تَخَيَّرَ الْعَرَبِ فَاخْتَارَ قُرَيْشِ ثُمَّ تَخَيَّرَ قُرَيْشِ فَاخْتَارَ بَنِي هَاشِمْ ثُمَّ تَخَيَّرَ بَنِي هَاشِمْ فَاخْتَارَنِي أَنَا سَيِّدُ وُلِّ بَنِي آدَمْ وَلَا فَخْرْ. He says, Allah wanted to choose. Allah wanted to select. But Allah's selection is so perfect that from the entire humanity, Allah selected the Arabs. Then from the Arabs, Allah selected Mudar, the tribe of Mudar. Then Allah put the whole of Mudar, and from them Allah selected the Bani Hashim. Then from the Bani Hashim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the greatest of people, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we say, An-nikahu min sunnati, then we are talking about the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is such a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding him, لَا تَجْعَلُوا دُعَاءَ الرَّسُولِ بَيْنَكُمْ كَدُعَاءِ بَعْضِكُمْ بَعْضًا. If you want to respect someone, if you want to show him the height of respect, this is an ayah. Allah says, don't even call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how you call each other. No, no. You don't call him like a human being, like you call each other. You call him like the Rasul of Allah. You give him respect. You give him honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, when you are near Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't even raise your voice. The height of respect, the height of honor is belonging to only one person in the world, and that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling. He had two of his companions with him, Abu Bakr radiallahu an, and another person. On the hijrah, they pass a woman's home, and they stop, and they ask her for some milk. So she says to them, my husband was here, he took all the goats out, we don't have any milk left. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this one goat that you have here, she says, oh my son, she didn't know who she's talking to. She says, oh my son, this goat is only here because it's so lame, this goat can never give milk. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Do you give me permission to milk this goat?" She smiles and she says, "Go ahead, my son. This goat has never given milk." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes to this goat that the owner says will never give milk. He puts his hand over that goat. He fills one container. He tells his Abu Bakr, "Drink." Radiallahu an. He tells his companion, "You drink." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam fills a second container. He drinks. He fills a third container. He says, "Go and give this to this woman." When they bring the milk, she says, "Where is the milk from?" Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "From the same goat that wouldn't give you milk." She takes a container, she puts it at the entrance of her home. Her husband comes back. He tells her, "Where did you get this milk from?" She points to the goat. He asks her, "This goat?" She says, "Yes, this goat." So he asks her, "Did you milk the goat?" She says, "No." Another young man came by and he milked the goat. Arabs are known, they don't say things straight. They beautify everything. So he tells her, "Describe this young man. You are talking so much about him. He milked a goat that would not give milk." What does she say? She says, "Ra'aytu rajulan zahir al-wada'a ablaj al-wajh hasin qasim fi 'aynayhi da'j fi 'unuqihi sata' fi lihyatihi kathatha idha takallama inhadarahu al-waha." She says, "Let me describe this man to you." She says, "Oh my husband, this was a man whose face was nothing but light." She says, "When you looked at him, the eyeball, the inner eyeball was extremely dark and black. The whiteness was extremely white." She says, "His neck looked like ivory. It stood out." She says, "His beard was thick." She says, "This man's voice had such a mesmerizing effect that when he spoke, everybody who heard his voice had absolutely no option but to listen to this man." Then she said something which I don't think any human being has been described. She says, كَأَنَّ مَنْطِقَهُ خَرَزَاتُ نَظْمٍ يَتَحَدَّرْنَا كَأَنَّ مَنْطِقَهُ خَرَزَاتُ نَظْمٍ يَتَحَدَّرْنَا. Subhanallah, no human being from Adam alayhi salam up to the day of Qiyamah will have a description like this. كَأَنَّ مَنْطِقَهُ. She says, when this man spoke, then his words were so precise, his words were so sweet, his words were so beautiful. She says, if you take a necklace and you break it and the pearls fall out one after the other, no stuttering, no waving, just with precision. She says, his words just flowed in that way. He says, where is this man? She says, he's gone to Medina. This was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we say an-nikahu min sunnati, now we have an honor for nikah. Now we know whose sunnah we are following. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Tunkahu al-mar'atu li-arba'in. He says, understand, a woman is married for four reasons. One, li-jamaliha, because of her beauty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said, don't consider beauty. He never said that. Very often we quote this and we say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a woman is married for beauty, but he didn't exaggerate. No. One sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Oh Nabi of Allah, I'm marrying this particular girl from a certain family." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "Did you see her?" He says, "No." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Go and see her, because her family have got something in their eye which you may dislike. When you like what you look at, it's easier to forgive that person." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Lima liha." Sometimes the criteria is wealth. Why shouldn't wealth be the criteria? The man who had wealth, like we can only dream, today we can't even fathom that type of wealth, was by the name of Qarun. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Qarun was given so much of wealth that it took a group of strong men to carry the keys to the treasures of Qarun. Not to carry his treasures, to carry the keys to the treasures of Qarun. But what was his end result? Qarun, he had so much of wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it would take a huge gathering of men just to carry the keys to the treasures of Qarun. What was his end result? فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah says the end result with all that wealth was the earth simply swallowed Qarun. Wealth has never been the criteria. Wali hasabiha, sometimes a person is married because of family background. Man abta'a anhu amalu, lam yusbiq bihi nasabu. The person whose actions take him back, his lineage will never take him forward. Eventually, what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Wali deeniha, at times a woman is married because of her deen. Fadfar bidhati deen, taribat yadak. You know, Arab sweet tongue, listen to the words of my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, choose deen, taribat yadak, your hands will be filled. Filled with what? Filled with joy, filled with peace, filled with bliss. That marriage that starts off on the basis of taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that marriage that starts off on deen, without doubt will be in the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, how many occasions on the day of the nikah, what do everybody say? May dua they happy. The nikah takes place, the first salah after the nikah is missed. The first salah after nikah is missed. We can't put a scarf on because the hair gets damaged. And where on earth will the barakah come into such a life? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ. Choose deen and Allah will give you such contentment. Allah will give you such happiness that we will not even be able to understand where this happiness comes from. What is deen? What is the beauty of this deen? When a man and a woman enter this beautiful nikah, the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the objective is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you see the difference. What is there? There is peace, there is happiness, there is joy. One day a person came to Maulana Yunus Padhi rahmatullahi alayhi, and they said, Maulana, I'm looking for a son-in-law. I need someone. My daughter is of marriageable age. Maulana said, find someone who fears Allah. So he said, fear Allah, what benefit to my daughter? He said, the man who fears Allah will never lift his hand on your daughter. He knows, I took her in the name of Allah. I cannot abuse their trust. He says, the man who fears Allah will spend on his wife. The man who fears Allah will talk kindly on his wife. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِن قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Every word, whether it's in the privacy of the home, whether it's in the privacy of the room, every word said will be accounted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar radiallahu an, the great Umar, is walking at night in Medina. He's got his servant with him, and they're walking. They overhear a discussion in a home. A mother, elderly lady, and her young daughter. The young daughter sells milk for a living. So the mother is telling the daughter that, oh my daughter, we got so much of milk. If we sell this much, we make so little. Why don't you add water to the milk so it increases the volume? Our profits are higher. The daughter tells the mother, oh my mother, don't you know that Amirul Mu'mineen Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an has objected to this? He says it is not permissible. So the mother tells the daughter, Umar is not here, my daughter. It's late at night, our doors are closed. Umar said, you can't do it, but Umar is not here. Just put the water and increase the volume. The young girl replies, oh my mother, Umar cannot see, but the Lord of Umar is watching. Umar can't see in our home, but it is Allah that is watching. Allam al-bab, Umar made an X on the door. He went away. In the morning, he calls all his sons. He says, oh my sons, I have found a girl who fears Allah. Which one of you wants to get married? The one son seizes the opportunity. He says, oh my father, I am ready to get married. Umar radiallahu anhu gets his daughter married to, he gets his son married to this girl. This is a marriage based on deen. The father of Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, you know, a man who has been given such acceptance by Allah, where did this come from? Where did he start off from? The father of Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was walking along the river. He sees an apple. He picks up the apple, he takes a bite. The thought occurs to him, whose apple is this? He walks all the way back up the river. He comes to an orchard. He sees an orchard of apple trees. He comes in there. He tells the owner, who is the owner of this place? He says, I am the owner. He says, I came to ask your forgiveness. He says, for what? What did you do, O man? He says, I ate an apple further down the river. I didn't know who it was. Now I realize it is yours. What does this man say? He says, I won't forgive you unless you do something. He says, whatever you want, I will do, but please forgive me. I don't want to answer in the court of Allah. He says, what do you want me to do? He says, I want you to marry my daughter, but my daughter is blind, she is deaf, and she is dumb. He says, I am prepared to do that as long as you forgive me. I don't want to answer in the court of Allah. He says, okay, perform the nikah. They perform the nikah. When his bride walks in, he says, hold on, you're the wrong girl. You can see. Your father said that I'm marrying a girl who's blind. He goes back to the old man. He says, old man, you told me my wife will be blind, deaf and dumb. He says, yes, my young man. I said blind because my daughter has never seen haram. I said deaf because she never heard haram. I said dumb because she never spoke haram. This is your wife. From that progeny, who did Allah take out? Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. A marriage based on taqwa. This is the end result of a marriage based on taqwa. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Look at the sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he entered his home, he made miswak. Which Western ideology will teach you that? Before you enter your home, eat something fresh. Brush your teeth. You're going home to your wife. This is the sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Which Western ideology will teach you that when you're eating, eat from the same plate like your wife? Which Western ideology will teach you when your wife drank from a glass, take the glass? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam takes the glass from Aisha radiallahu anha. Before drinking, he asks her, oh my wife, which portion of the glass did you drink from? She says, oh my husband, I drank from here. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam puts his lips on the same place. Which sunnah teaches us that take interest in the interests of your wife? Take interest in the interests of your wife. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asks Aisha radiallahu anha, what do you want to do? She says, I want to race. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam races with her. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asks her, what do you want to do, Aisha? She says, I want to watch the archery. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stands. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha stands behind. That is love. That is marriage. That is a blissful marriage when it is on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We talk about anger. You know, Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, what an amazing incident. He gets invited to someone's house. A dehati, a Bedouin, a villager. The man brings a bowl of kheer. Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayhi takes the kheer and he tastes it. When he tastes the kheer, he says to everyone in the room, I'm not sharing this kheer, I'm having all myself. So he takes the bowl and he finishes every last bit of it. When they leave the home, as they're walking out, the owner of the home takes the bowl and he puts his finger in and he says, let me have the little bit that's left. When he tastes the kheer, instead of putting sugar, by mistake his wife had put salt. This man tastes it. He says, what on earth did my wife do? So he runs behind Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayh. He says, Hazrat, my wife made a mistake. I apologize. But please tell me, why didn't you say something? And why did you eat the whole bowl? Why did you eat everything? Maulana says, I could make bardash. I could accept it. But I feared that if somebody else tasted it, their facial expression would have told you that it's not right. What hurt would have caused to your wife's heart? He says, I thought, let me rather tolerate it. Today in our own home, let the salt be short, let the food be late. What tempers fly at that moment? What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Khiyarukum, khiyarukum li nisa'ihim. The best amongst you is the one who shows the best character to his wife. It's hard to hear. It's hard. But the best amongst you is the best to your wives. This is a sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They say, that's why today, the best thing is for men to be like aircons. The aircon is silent inside, all the noise outside the house. Today men have become, we make all the noise outside, inside the house, remain silent. But the beauty of nikah, the beauty of this, of marriage, is a marriage of joy. A marriage of happiness. You know, the formal relationships that we have today, where do we find this? Our deen is not a deen of seriousness. The whole day, whole night, a man is looking so serious. No, Imam Shami rahmatullah alayhi said, لولا المزاح لمتنا من الغم. He says, if it was not for joy, if it was not for amusement, if it was not for laughing with our families, we would die of depression. Among Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there was one Sahabi, Nu'ayman, who was very naughty. Nu'ayman radiallahu anhum was a very amusing Sahabi. One day there was a blind Sahabi who said in public, he says, I need to relieve myself. Can someone please take me? So Nu'ayman got hold of him. Nu'ayman took him in a public place. He says, right, you're here alone. Now you can do your thing. The moment the Sahabi started, everybody were laughing. He realized, I'm in public. He says, who did this to me? They all said it was Nu'ayman. He says, I'll get hold of him. One day he's in the masjid, he tells people, show me where's this Nu'aiman fellow. Who's behind him? Nu'aiman. Nu'aiman says, let me show you. What do you want to do? He says, I want to beat him up. He says, here's a stick. Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu is reading Salah in the corner. Nu'aiman takes him right in the corner. He says, right in front of you now is Nu'aiman, do what you want. He takes the stick and he whacks him. Who did he hit? Uthman radiallahu anhu. When Uthman radiallahu anhu made salam, he said, what's going on here? They say, no, again, Nu'aiman. He just smiled and he said, Nu'aiman made my Nabi smile. How can I take offense? Nu'aiman, one day he goes out and he's got his friend with him. His friend, Thuwaybit, happened to eat something of his. So he said, I'll get you back. He goes into town, they were traveling. He goes into the town, he tells the people, I've got a very good slave with me. But he's got a problem. They say, what's the problem with your slave? He said, this slave, whenever I sell him, he starts screaming, I'm free, I'm free. There's nothing wrong with me, I'm not a slave. They say, don't worry, we'll tolerate it. He goes to the market, he takes the money, he says, right, there's he. They go and take him, the minute they grab him, he starts screaming, I'm free, I'm not a slave. They say, yeah, your master told us. This was the amusement in the lives of Sahaba. And who are they? Who are Sahaba? Radiallahu anhum. Radiallahu anhum. Fi jannati adn. They were men of Jannah. They were men of honor. They were men of integrity. They were men of sunnah. They were men of taqwa. Yet they had time for all of this. In our marriages, let's find the time for all of this. And let us find the time to bring deen into our lives. Wallah, when deen will come into a marriage, that marriage will see happiness. When the husband will tell the wife that, did you read your salah? When the wife will get the husband up and say, go to the masjid, then we'll see the beauty of that home. When we see yaqeen, when we see trust, one man in the days of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimullah, the husband is leaving the home in the morning, going to work. What does his wife tell him? What does his wife tell him? Did she say, go and make enough so I can buy what I want? Make enough so I can upgrade? No, she says, oh my husband, you're leaving the home to earn. If you cannot earn, beware of bringing home haram, because we'll be able to tolerate. I can tolerate, your children can tolerate hunger. We can tolerate going to bed without food, but don't bring haram on my table. I cannot tolerate the fire of Jahannam. Those were the wives of those days. When we bring taqwa into our home, last week on the Val Dam, river rafting, a 10-year-old boy, a whole group of Muslims, 10-year-old boy falls into one of the water patches. After a good few minutes, someone sees the boy floating, 10 years old. They pick him up, bring him out. Who's the father? The father comes running. They put the boy down. A doctor comes there, he feels. He looks at me, he says, Maulana, there's no pulse. Eyes are dilated, this boy's gone. The father goes hysterical. Which father wouldn't go hysterical? The doctors say, everybody move away, they do CPR. Wallah, I saw this with my own eyes. A father whose 10-year-old son is in front of him, who's got no pulse, whose eyes are dilated, the doctors are doing CPR, they're trying whatever they can. Everybody's saying, where did this father run to? Did he go and do something? Where is he? They turn around, the father is in salah. Wallahi al-azim, I saw this with my eyes. The father was in salah. 5 minutes later, 5 minutes later, after no pulse, after eyes dilated, wallah, the youngster threw all that water up and sat up. Wallah, when a father will go into salah, when a couple will go into the fear of Allah, then we will see the beauty of this. This is what we need to do in our lives today. Let us try as far as possible to do this on the occasion of a nikah. All the dua that we give is, may Allah make these marriages and every other marriage a marriage of joy, a marriage of bliss, a marriage of happiness, a marriage that takes us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah protect every one of us from the evil eye. A marriage is an occasion of happiness. What did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Ista'inu ala qada'i hawajibikum bil kitman. When you're doing something good, something nice, hide it away. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ ذِي نِعْمَةٍ مَحْسُودٍ Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in the world today, every person who is blessed will have someone who is jealous over them. This is the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we take photos, Instagram, profiles. What are we attracting? Today we live in a world that wishes most people the best of bad luck. What do? the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hide your goodness, only share it with those who you love. Share it with the Muslim community so you get their du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this nikah and all other nikahs. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.